Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, May 4th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Walka Walka. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to another engaging episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore fascinating topics from the vast world of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're about to embark on a journey that will take us high into the Andes Mountains as we delve into the intriguing subject of Walka Walka. So sit back, relax, and let's climb to new heights of knowledge together. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Walka Walka? Well, it is a majestic stratovolcano located in the Andes of southern Peru, part of the volcanic belt known as the Central Volcanic Zone. With its fork-like ridges reaching up to 6,025 meters, or 19,767 feet above sea level, it's a colossal presence amidst the Peruvian skyline. Here's an interesting point. Walka. Walka is part of a complex of volcanoes that includes two of its famous neighbors, Ampato and Sabancaya. The mountain is considered dormant, but its presence isn't just about geological features. It's a part of the rich tapestry of local culture and history in the region. Now let's take a moment to think about our relationship with volcanoes. While they can be quite destructive, they also play a vital role in Earth's ecosystem. They are a source of rich soil for agriculture, and many societies have thrived thanks to the fertile ground surrounding them. Do you remember any famous volcanic eruptions? Perhaps Mount Vesuvius or Mount St. Helens. These events remind us of the power of nature and our need to adapt and coexist with the forces around us. It also makes me wonder how the people of Peru, especially those living near Walka Walka, integrate the knowledge and unpredictability of a dormant volcano into their daily lives. Speaking of communities, let's delve into the history and culture that surround Walka Walka. The indigenous people of Peru, particularly the Quechua and Aymara communities, have revered and respected the Andes Mountains for centuries. They see mountains not just as physical structures, but as apus, sacred spirits and deities that embody natural forces and protect their lands. Interestingly, the region around Walka Walka has been inhabited for thousands of years. Archaeological evidence suggests the presence of ancient civilizations, and one particularly awe-inspiring story is the discovery of Incan mummies on the neighboring mountain of Ampato, the most famous being Juanita, the Ice Maiden, whose perfectly preserved remains were found due to the freezing conditions at those high altitudes. She has become a symbol of the intricate rituals and beliefs of the Inca people, especially concerning human sacrifice, which was practiced as an offering to appease mountain gods. As we ponder the lives of those who lived in the shadow of these great peaks, it raises a thought-provoking question. How do contemporary cultural practices adapt and change to coexist with scientific understandings of nature and history? As our audience of well-educated, technology-enthused individuals with an interest in ethical questions, how do you think our modern societies can incorporate ancient wisdom into our current understanding of the natural world? It's fascinating to reflect on how the perception of such a powerful geological entity transforms through the lenses of tradition, mythology, and modern science. Now, let's imagine taking a journey to Walka Walka. Picture the serene yet rugged Andean terrain. Can you feel the chill of the mountain air, the sense of solitude and tranquility? It's in places like this that one can truly appreciate the Earth's natural beauty and complexity. Interestingly, despite being relatively lesser known compared to other volcanic giants, Walka presents a unique challenge to adventurers and enthusiasts. It's less commercialized, which means it's a spot for those seeking a more authentic and isolated experience. But of course, there are always considerations about safety, environmental impact, and respect for local customs. As we wrap up today's exploration, let's ponder the ethical responsibilities that come with tourism, particularly in regions with deep cultural and historical significance. How can travelers ensure they are respecting the sacred spaces they visit? How do we balance exploration with preservation? I'd like to challenge all of you listeners to think about the roles we play in preserving the cultural heritage and integrity of such remarkable places. Could technology be a tool for positive change in this area? Thank you for joining me on this virtual hike up Hualca Hualca. If you found today's journey inspiring, maybe it will ignite your curiosity to learn more about the rich history and the powerful forces that shape our world. Remember, the stories of places like Hualca Hualca remind us of the interconnectedness of culture, history, and nature. As we explore, we learn, and as we learn, we grow. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep your minds open and your curiosity alive.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Hualca Hualca. Thanks for listening. See you next time.